Awake already? You're even stronger than I thought. I barely had time to tie you up. Now, I don't want you wasting any of your energy, so you may as well know your wrists and ankles are bound with an unbreakable titanium steel alloy rope. And I'm very good with knots. So you just lie there on the floor like a good boy and listen. Oh, yes, I removed your mask. Of course I did. But shouldn't you be grateful for my restraint? I kept the rest of your costume on, for now. Although, I confess, after I tied your arms over your head, I felt under your shirt. I was pleasantly surprised to find your costume doesn't have muscle padding. Tall, slim gents like you don't usually have such definition. But damn, that's all you filling out that suit. I could run my tongue around every bump in your six-pack. Oh, no. Don't struggle. I just want to have a seat beside you. Get another good look at that face. Doesn't that feel nice? My gloved hands, grazing your lips, tousling your hair. You know, I gasped when you removed your mask. Such a gorgeous face. With this jaw and these cheekbones, you could be a model. And to keep it all hidden behind that garish thing. Well, John, I think that makes you the real villain here. Oh, sweetie, of course I know your name. First and last. It was easy once I had a picture of your face. John Michaels. And to my shock, you're a college student. The superhero who's foiled my plans and overpowered me no less than 6 times is a schoolboy. Can you even buy alcohol yet? I must be at least 10 years older than you. Oh, but so much power in such a tight, muscular, sexy package. And yet, all it takes is a little rope, and I can do anything I like with you. I also saw that little girlfriend of yours, Julie. Oh, don't worry yourself. I'd never hurt her. I'm just a heist woman. Plus, she seems nice. And you've been together since early high school? So sweet. And such a pretty little thing. Perky, petite. That's my polite way of saying she has tiny tits. Hardly any ass on her at all. Oh, you're cute when you feign scandal. But I see the way you look at me when we fight. You can't get enough of these big boobs. You think that when I lower my front zipper, just like this, I don't see the way your eyes flash to my cleavage, all pressed together. Look at you, licking your lips. You're so transparent. I bet if I lean forward so my breasts brush your face, you'd love it. Shall we try? Nice and slow. Oh, don't turn your head, Hydron Man. Feel these big, full boobs. This is what a real woman feels like. Nothing like your innocent little college girlfriend. So much protest. But I know how you feel. You want me. You know. I've felt your erection through your pants when we've tussled. And yet you always spurn my advances. Do you mind if I kneel over your chest? How about if I rub your chest over your shirt? Fuck. These are nice pecs. Oh, but I haven't told you my theory. I thought of it after I looked you up. I think you're hot for me. I think you jack off fantasizing about me and my big ass grinding your dick. But then you think of Julie. You're such a good boy. Sweet boy. Loyal boy. You'd never do anything to harm that precious girl. That's when your fantasies take a darker turn, don't they, Hydron Man? You think, well, if Lady Puma forced me, I wouldn't be cheating. Well, I'm here to make your dreams a reality. And I think I'll start by kissing your neck. And nibbling your jaw. And licking your ear. And now, my arch nemesis, my good boy, your lips. Oh, come on now. Play nice. Kiss me back. Can you smell my hair? Can you feel my tits? Aren't I desirable? Don't you like it when I take your lip in between my teeth and pull like this? Oh, fine. But remember, you're helpless. You're my captive. And I won't let you go until you kiss me back. You can tell Julie you had no choice. So... Ah, there we go. Oh, you're good. Now feel what I can do with my tongue. Oh, this reminds me why I love college boys. You're so thirsty. But I've had enough of your lips. I need something more substantial. So I'm going to taste you. Back down your jaw. Your neck. And, oh, this won't do. How expensive are these superhero shirts? Ugh, never mind. I'll pay you back. Let's rip this off. Fuck. Your body really pops in the moonlight, John. I can't believe I'm about to fuck this hot piece of meat. I want to enjoy every last inch of my meal. From your pecs, your sternum, your abs. Be honest, Hydron Man. It's a nice view. Busty woman in a black leotard lying over you. Her big ass up in the air. Her hot, wet mouth on your stomach. And getting lower. Lower. Ah, I can feel your bulge against my tits. It's going to feel so good when I take the hem of your pants between my teeth and pull. Like this. Was that a moan? Don't worry. I may be standing up, but I'm not done with you. Fuck. That's a big bulge. Is that all you? Or are you wearing some sort of cup? I suppose there's only one way to tell. Oh, don't shout. You think I'd stomp your dick under my stilettos? Why would I injure the man I'm about to fuck? No, I just want to press. First my toe, now my heel. Yes, that's definitely all your dick. I can run my toe from your shaft, like this, up to your head. Oh, purse your lips all you like. You'll be screaming my name in less than 5 minutes. They're getting hard, just from my shoe over your pants. I bet I could get you to come, just stroking you with my foot. You want to make a bet? No, neither do I. You haven't felt what I can do with my gloves. I know you liked it when I was kneeling beside you, so I'll go back to that and place my gloved hand on your knee. Up your big thigh, and even through your pants you feel so good. Don't worry, I'll handle you with care. First, tease your balls like this, then run just one fingertip up your shaft and squeeze your head. Oh, you sound sexy when you gasp. I hope you get even more vocal. You like that? Nice, slow strokes up and down your shaft. Squeezing a bit tighter each time I reach your head. Has a woman ever softly bitten your dick through your pants? Oh, sweetie, just feel my hungry teeth on your bulge. Oh. Have you ever wondered how a real woman treats a man? I'll teach you tonight. But I can't do it with these pants in the way. So I'll just hook my fingers along the top of your pants, run my hands along to your waist, and slowly pull them down. Oh, he really just sprang out of there, didn't he? And you keep yourself shaved for Julie? Oh, the world needs more gentlemen like you. What a massive cock. I wonder if I just tiptoed my fingers like this around your balls, up your long pulsing shaft, and teased you right beneath your head. Not even trying to hold back the moans now, are you? But I'm barely even touching your dick. Just imagine how loud you'll be when I grip you just like this. Oh, that's so satisfying. Look at your hips. Already bucking for me. Struggle as much as you like. There's no escape. But secretly, you don't want to escape, do you? My hot, wet mouth is right next to your dick. Do you feel my lips flapping against your head? So close to a kiss and yet not. I know our man's most sensitive. This pinched skin here, just below the head. How would it feel if I just dabbed my tongue there? Oh, you like that. Just little flicks and sparks of my tongue. Now I'll look around your head and drink up all this pre-cum. Oh, you want more than a tease, don't you? More than little licks? This dick is throbbing for kisses, for sucking. I'll start by dragging the inside of my lower lip up your shaft. And kiss you until your moans are loud enough. Oh, louder, sweetheart. Let me know how desperate you are for me to own this cock. Oh, that's better. Now I want you to pay attention to everything I'm about to do. I'm going to kiss the tip of your penis, then slowly push you past my lips until you're greeted by my tongue. I'm going to swirl my hot, wet tongue around your head over and over with just the tip in my mouth. When you start thrusting, I'll take you in deeper, stroking you with my gloves while my tongue pushes your dick against the roof of my mouth and massages you from below. I'll bob my mouth on your dick in and out, but just when you think you're gonna come, my tongue will stop working you. The moment will pass. You'll still be edging, and I'll still have a desperate, erect cock in my mouth. Oh, you don't believe I have that kind of control? I do love superheroes. So naive. Yeah. Didn't I tell you? You'd be screaming my name. Yes. Buck those hips. Hit the back of my throat, Hydron Man. No. You can't come yet. You're my good boy. You'll do as I tell you, yes? But even I can't throat fuck this cock anymore without making it come. It's so glistening with my saliva. I bet if I even pressed it with my glove against your stomach, you'd explode all over your chest. Perhaps I should give your tool a break. Just a short one. Enough to undress. Look at you. Naked, exposed, helpless on the floor with a raging, sopping wet boner, while your arch nemesis stands over you. Watch carefully, John. It's not every day a woman undresses like this for you. You know, my leotard unzips all the way down to my pussy. If I pull the zipper slowly, you can see my tits pop out. You like them. They're so pretty and big when I lean forward like this. Do you like that? And when I press them together for you, you want to suck these tits so bad, I can tell. Not yet. I'm going to pull this suit off, and I'm going to look down at you while I finger my pussy. Oh, fuck, John. You look so hot. Yes, please keep struggling. I like watching your dick flail when I have my fingers deep in my pussy. I'm quite good with my fingers, but nothing beats a sex toy. My personal favorite, a good old-fashioned dildo. You wouldn't happen to know where I could find one, would you? Now, what's this? Yes, I think this will do. And it's still so hard and wet. I don't need to stroke it at all. I'll just crouch down over you and use your cock as my own personal sex toy. Look at this pussy. It's so soaked. I like that your cock twitches when I grab it like this. And rub my pussy lips up and down your shaft. Oh, your dick is such a good sex toy. Oh, such a good dildo. Oh, you're making me even wetter. You know that, John? Now I'm going to use my new dildo to rub my clit. Oh, yes. Yes. Oh, yeah, I feel so good. Oh, I need this stick inside me. Right now. Okay. Now stay still. I've got to position this just right. And, oh, fuck. Oh, yeah, just the tip. You're already stretching me wide. Oh, I haven't had a dick this good in years. Fuck. Oh, you don't need to thrust if you don't want. Oh, if it makes you feel less guilty about Julie, I'll just bob on you. Slowly. Oh, and a little deeper. Oh, deeper and faster. Oh my God, fuck. Oh my God. Oh, John. John, hi, John man. Oh, 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 that dick is gold. And you still haven't come yet? Your endurance. Julie's gotta love you in the sack. Oh, don't whine. I had to pull you off eventually. Your dick's good, but not good enough to come in this pussy. But maybe good enough for my tits. Oh, yes. You like these tits. You like when I press them together with gloved hands? Or how about this? When I rub my nipples up your wet shaft. Oh, you're twitching so much. You really do need to come, don't you? Oh, what if I left you here with blue balls and a full-on erection for museum security? I kid. You've been such a good boy, such a good piece of fuck meat. I see no harm in laying over you like this, squeezing my tits against your cock. Shit. Your wet, hot, hard cock feels so good pressed against my soft tits. Do you like how your dick looks? Peeking out of my massive cleavage. Here's something Julie could never do for you. Push you in and out of these big tits. Oh, oh, oh yeah, oh. Oh, come all over my tits. Oh. Oh, your cum is so warm. Keep coming for me. Keep coming for your mistress. Oh, yeah. Well, Hydron Man, I've got to hand it to you. You're a good fuck. I've got to clean myself off. I suppose I should untie you. Leave a message for Julie. Tell her she is one very lucky lady.